Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. Today we're here in the Connie D. McKinney Center on the UNA campus. We have two episodes planned in the McKinney Center. And this one we're going to be talking to Miss Laura McKee and some of her students. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yep. I'm Allegra Bulla. I'm a junior fashion merchandising student.
I'm Madeline Hammond. I'm a senior fashion merchandising student.
And I'm Keela. I'm also a junior fashion merchandising student.
Okay, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Scholl's Designer Showcase. That's going to be in Tuscumbia at the GAS Design Center, and it's going to be on April 25th. So let's just get into some questions.
So the first question we have is, will the showcase include our nationally known local designers such as Billy Reed and Natalie Channon as it has been in years past?
Yes, we are using them again, and this year we are adding two additional designers. They are both UNA alumni. One resides here in the Scholl's, another is actually, she lives in Birmingham, but you'll see their work as well.
Okay, so are any of you guys designers yourselves? And if you are, do you guys have any pieces that are going to be on display at the showcase?
We are having a student work segment of the fashion show. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a designer, but we do take courses in the merchandising department, like advanced sewing, where we will learn things like flat pattern method for sewing. So there's going to be a lot of student work in the show itself.
Okay.
Anybody else consider themselves a designer?
I mean, I guess I would in a way. I don't really have anything out right now, but I definitely have plenty planned. Working on a design for your class right now that I hope to wear all the time and maybe reproduce for others. So.
Okay, so I kind of want to go behind the scenes of this of the showcase. What kind of goes into planning the themes of these showcases?
Well, our theme's pretty simple. Instead of trying to reach outside of the box, we're just simply calling it the Scholl's Designer Showcase. So every year that we have this show, our focus will be on local Scholl's designers.
Okay.
So how can this event create opportunities for students in the professional world?
What do you guys think?
Well, we have had to go and reach out to a lot of local businesses to get sponsorships for the show. So that's like exposed us to a lot of different businesses. We've met a lot of business owners. We also get to interact with employees at places like Billy Reed and Alabama Channon. So we get some experience in that way. Anybody else?
And of course, if you have work on display too in the showcase, you know, other designers could see it, possible internships, possible jobs, you know, collaborations, etc. It's pretty endless. So.
I think based off, we had our first one in 2017, and the students, after they finished the class, I had them fill out like a assessment of what they learned and what they got out of it. And the feedback that I got consistently was that they did not realize all the different pieces that had to come together for a fashion show to happen. And in the class, they really get to make the decisions on the location, the date, the marketing image we'll use, the t-shirt graphic, the songs that are chosen, the walkway, you know, that the models walk on. They basically choose all that. We have options and they vote. So it's their showcase.
Okay. So with the, you know, the designs that you guys have on display, will people be able to buy any of these, or is it just for show?
Just for show. They're welcome to go, you know, after the show, if they see something they like, they could go to the Billy Reed store on Court Street or to Alabama Channon or to our designers. They both have websites. They could go there and purchase. But the clothing and jewelry that's used in the show is not available to purchase the night of the show.
But we will have a silent auction, and we'll have different merchandise from different sponsors that we've had that you can purchase, or t-shirts.
Okay. Cool. That'd be pretty cool.
I like fashion. I like some clothes. So do you have any advice for future or current students who would like to be a part of this department and maybe even included into this showcase?
My main advice would be is, like, don't be intimidated. You don't have to have as much knowledge as you think you do to be a part of it. I was super intimidated at first by the whole merchandising department because I didn't know how to sew or design or any of that, but you learn it all as you go, so just don't feel afraid to join in.
I would just say go for it. I was a social work major, or actually I started out as fashion, and changed to social work because I guess I kind of thought that I needed to have like a, quote, real job. And then I ended up coming back because if it's something you love, like, you just need to go for it.
And a lot of things that a lot of students don't realize are there's so many, like, diverse job opportunities out there that you would not even think of. We have speakers come and talk to us often, and, you know, they'll open our eyes even more to just different jobs that we didn't think of before. And I guess advice would be just to ask questions, especially when you're around those people or when we're touring somewhere. You never know. You may leave there with an internship. So
mm-hmm. We do. We try to get a lot of different speakers in their classes mm-hmm. that have different career paths that they could, because this is so unlike, you know, a lot of professions. When you go in, you get a degree, you're going to end up in that mm-hmm. industry. Well, ours, when they finish, some of them go into design, some are in wholesale, some are in retail, some go into styling, some fashion blogging. So they're really, they have a lot of different career paths that helps them to get in front of people. But as far as the course, this course, the fashion show production, most of them are fashion merchandising majors, but I do have three marketing majors who decided to join us, which has been really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys were talking about how you left fashion, came back to fashion. So what kind of got you guys into the fashion industry?
Well, I started out pre-law, and that's a joke. But anyhow, I've always loved music, and that's what ties it all in for me. Music, art, I like to do album art, etc. And main end goal, I would love to have like a festival clothing line and do like merchandise for different bands, etc. So when I was just trying to look for a way to like get my foot in the door of learning how and what to do and where to go, and came over here and met Miss McKee, and it's awesome.
Okay. Anybody else have any backstories?
I just remember being in high school and all the pressure to figure out what you want to do, what career you want to do, and I didn't think I was good at anything, and I didn't have anything that I was super passionate about, but I always cared a lot about how I looked and how I dressed. Yeah. And so that was my main motivation, was clothes are very important to me, and so fashion just was the natural choice there.
For me, I think I grew up in theater, and both of my older siblings are in the opera department. They're both in grad school, one at Memphis and one in LSU, and I've always felt like connected to that, but at the same time, I'm not that kind of performer. I was a lionette here, but it's still just a totally different world. I mean, you guys know. But I still wanted to have some kind of role in that. So right now I'm looking for internships doing costumes just to play some kind of part in that.
Awesome. And why did you get into fashion?
My undergrad's from LSU, but I remember I was in school and couldn't figure out, kind of like they were, what I wanted to do. And I was a student worker in the College of Agriculture. And one of the advisors was talking to me one day, and she said, "Have you thought about fashion?" And which is a program at LSU. And I said, "There's a degree for that?" She said, "Yeah." And I was like, yes, this is what I want to do. So I remember going home and telling my parents, like, I know what I want to do. I'm going to change my major to fashion merchandising. And my dad was like, "I will help you pay for any degree, but not fashion." And I was kind of like, you know, I decided to follow my gut, and mm-hmm. I went that direction. So I enjoyed it. And I thought when I went through school, I was intending to be a buyer. So, and then once I graduated, I realized that actually was not at all what I needed to be doing. So,
LSU. So yes. UNT Brown are
yes
connected with the LSU.
Yes, yes. T Brown has the LSU tag, and I commented one day. I said, "I don't know whose vehicle that is, but I'm excited to know there was another alumni here."
So we're going to go ahead and conclude this episode. Thank you guys so much for coming and being with us. Make sure everybody listening, make sure you guys go grab your tickets to the show. So they're $32 for general admission, or if you're a UNA student, you can get tickets for $15. So make sure you go buy them online at the School of the Arts website on the UNA page. The doors will open at 6:00, and then the show will start at 7:00. Make sure you guys go and enjoy the show. Yes.
And also check out our social media as well. And y'all have social media
yes,
as well.
Yes, UNA Fashion Merchandising, both on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so go check that out. You know, look at their posts, our pictures, and everything, so you can be well more informed of the program they have here. Because I just looked at y'all's gallery and, oh my goodness. yes, definitely go check that out and also show your support.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you check out our next episode too. We'll be talking with some culinary students who participated in the Chopped competition. It's going to be real fun. So make sure you check that out as well. But thank you guys for listening and we'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.